Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Will the Constitution one day hang by a thread? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me to discuss this question is my colleague, Eric Johnson. We are continuing our look at the Journal of Discourses, 26 volumes of sermons given by a number of Mormon leaders during the latter part of the 19th century, trying to give you a little bit of a glimpse as to what life was probably like living in 19th century Utah.
And if anybody wants to hear past broadcasts, they can go right onto our website, and they can go right to where it says on air. They'll be able to hear the last broadcast. But also, we have all of the notes that we're looking at on the website as well. It's on the main page, or if you just go to mrm.org/journalgems with a G-E-M-S, you'll be able to see all of the notes that we have compiled for this broadcast.
And basically what those notes are, a snippet of what that volume and page number happens to refer to. But today, I want to talk about what the political climate was in 19th century Utah. We've talked about this before. But what is important is that we find in looking at the sermons from a number of the leaders during that time that the Mormons felt that they were being treated very badly by the federal government. They felt like the United States was not just ignoring them, but actually trying to underhandedly work towards their own demise. And you hear comments like this through various sermons. And they talk about this divine retribution that is going to come down on the United States at some time in what they felt was going to be the near future. And so today we're going to look at this one statement that we hear echoed over and over, and this is this idea that someday the Constitution of the United States was going to be challenged, and Mormons felt that they would be called upon to actually save it. And we find this attitude among many of the LDS leaders during this time period. Let's look, for instance, at Volume 2 in the Journal of Discourses. This is Brigham Young who is talking. It's February 18th, 1855, and on page 182, what does Brigham Young say?
He says, "And when the Constitution of the United States hangs, as it were, upon a single thread, they will have to call for the Mormon elders to save it from utter destruction, and they will step forth and do it."
So the Mormons come across as the heroes in this scenario, and this is, like we say, an attitude that we hear echoed over and over again. In Volume 5, on page 216, a statement that was on September 6, 1856, this is by Heber C. Kimball, who was a member of the First Presidency. Now think about this. 1856, we've talked about this before. This is going into the time period that is known as the Mormon Reformation, and this is when a lot of fiery sermons were coming about and being given to the Mormon people about they need to get their act together, they need to start keeping the commandments, they need to start following the leaders of the Mormon Church. That's when this sermon comes into play. This is Heber C. Kimball.
He said, "We will yet save the Constitution of the United States. We will do it as the Lord liveth, and we will save this nation, every one of them that will be saved. Brother Brigham Young and Brother Joseph Smith stand at our head and will do that thing as the Lord liveth. Yes, we as their children, with our children to assist us, will do it. We have got that power, and so have they, and will bear the kingdom off victoriously to every nation that is upon God's footstool, and I know it." It goes on, Bill, and there is responses from the people as he fires them up, as you have talked about, getting them to want to do the right thing and to support the Mormon Church.
Yeah, a lot of the sermons during this Reformation period were not only just pep talks, but they were certainly fiery sermons of rebuke.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of the sermons were kind of frightening. I mean, this is when we talk about blood atonement and things like that. Looking back on that time period, we would say, boy, these are pretty vicious in the threats that the leaders are making towards the people.
That was an interesting time in Mormon history anyway.
It is. And I don't think a lot of Mormons living today even understand what life was probably like for people living back then. To me, I'm looking back and coming from my worldview, I would think that a lot of the sermons being given by Brigham Young and the like were downright terrifying. I mean, I don't see this as a good thing at all, but we ask, though, how many Mormons even know about this part of their own history? Do many Mormons today even read the Journal of Discourses? They're certainly not encouraged to do so, even though several editions of the Gospel Link CDs, which were published under the name Deseret Book Software, included the Journal of Discourses for members to actually read and study. So obviously somebody must have felt that they were important enough to include on those discs. And as we've mentioned before, the Journal of Discourses were advertised in the Deseret News as late as 1963, and Mormons were encouraged to buy a set if they wanted to know what the inspired teachings of their past leaders were all about. So it's not like the Mormon Church has always distanced themselves from this volume of sermons. They very strongly encourage people to read it. And I'm assuming that a lot of Latter-day Saints probably would not think that there's a huge difference between what was taught back in the 19th century and what's being taught now. I think most Mormons probably think, as we would assume, that the leaders of the 19th century were getting the same information as the leaders in the 21st century, but we don't see from their teachings that they are saying the same thing. And that becomes very confusing, especially when you have that phrase in Mormonism that God will not allow the living prophet to lead the church astray. So anyway, getting back to this constitutional challenge that's supposed to come up sometime in the future, we find in Volume 12, and this is, again, Brigham Young, this is in 1868, where he's talking about the elders of Israel having to take care of themselves. And he says, I tell you further, elders of Israel, that you do not know the day of your visitation, neither do you understand the signs of the times. For if you did, you would be awake to these things. Every organization of our government, the best government in the world, is crumbling to pieces. Those who have it in their hands are the ones who are destroying it. How long will it be before the words of the prophet Joseph will be fulfilled? He said, if the Constitution of the United States were saved at all, it must be done by this people. It will not be many years before these words come to pass. Now, this was in 1868. Our country was going through what was known as the Reconstruction Period. The Civil War had just ended a few years earlier, and the country was actually coming back together. And so he's talking about this, the best government in the world is crumbling to pieces. He doesn't give a lot of details of what he thinks about this or where he's getting this conclusion. He just makes the statement. I don't know what he's talking about, but usually when we read these sermons, it has something to do with how the government is treating the Mormon people. Now, the Civil War is over. Attention is going to be turned once again to Utah and the practice of polygamy. During the Civil War, folks, it was put on the back burner. Abraham Lincoln, even though he signed the Morrill Act in 1862, he purposely did not try to enforce it. But now the Civil War is over. Lincoln is dead, and now things are going to start changing to where attention is going to be given back to Utah. I'm sure Brigham Young knew that was going to happen eventually. He knew it was going to happen eventually. So, here we go. How long will it be before the words of the prophet Joseph will be fulfilled? He said, if the Constitution of the United States were saved at all, it must be done by this people. So, he honestly feels that the Mormon people are going to be the heroes in this scenario, and they are going to save the Constitution. Do you have Volume 21 in front of you?
I do. John Taylor. Yeah, John Taylor, August 31st, 1879, on page 8. He said, when the people shall have torn to shreds the Constitution of the United States, the elders of Israel, referring to the Mormon people, the Mormon leaders, will be found holding it up to the nations of the earth and proclaiming liberty and equal rights to all men and extending the hand of fellowship to the oppressed of all nations. This is part of the program, and as long as we do what is right and fear God, He will help us and stand by us under all circumstances.
Now, it should be pointed out, in 1879, John Taylor was the president of the church. Brigham Young died in 1877, so this is the third president, third living prophet of the Mormon Church. Basically saying that it was going to be the leaders of the Mormon Church that are going to hold up the U.S. Constitution when the people have torn it to shreds. Again, they are coming in as the heroes of this scenario. One more before we have to close. That's volume 23.
Yeah, this is November 20th, 1881, page 104. This is George Q. Cannon, and he said, "The day will come when the Constitution and free government under it will be sustained and preserved by this people."
By this people being the Mormons.
Absolutely.
Again,
right.
The Mormons are the heroes, folks. The country is going to get in such a mess, the Constitution will, as it is, will be hanging by a thread, a phrase that is attributed to Joseph Smith, and the Mormons will be called upon to be able to hold it up and uphold the Constitution, and they become the heroes, and they save the world, I guess you could say, eventually, because remember, we read some other comments in another broadcast of how they did feel at that time that one day would come when they would possess the earth and that the Mormon influence would cover the whole earth. That was the feeling of many of the leaders in the 19th century. Now, do leaders today hold to that position? I can't say. I don't hear that kind of talk, but we do still hear this phrase coming up every once in a while.
Oh, you're exactly right. We've heard that many times in the past couple of years with a Mormon presidential candidate and what's going to be the effect of this idea. But in the 19th century, they didn't tell us very much here in what we just read here how this was going to happen. And this is all left up to speculation.
It absolutely is. But like you said, we have heard this phrase in recent years. I know Orrin Hatch talked about it. There was an article that dealt with him. And this keeps cropping up whenever there's any political ambition on the part of a Mormon outside of Utah. This is a question that is always raised. Do they feel that this is somehow a fulfillment of this prophecy? Is that why they're running? And that remains to be seen. It would depend on the individual who's actually doing the running to know whether or not they really believe that or not.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the Mormon Church, is a huge topic in the state where we live. Oftentimes, we may feel frustrated in understanding what is perceived to be the state religion. If you are a Latter-day Saint who needs some honest answers to your questions, or perhaps you're a Christian who wants to be better informed about the predominant religion in this culture, Mormonism Research Ministry wants to be your resource on truth. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry founder Bill McKeever has worked hard to equip people to understand the differences between Mormonism and the historic Christian faith. At www.mrm.org, we have an active blog site, dozens of articles and video tools that will educate you in a variety of ways. Or perhaps your church needs to schedule Mormonism Research Ministry to come for a live presentation to equip your church body to be ambassadors for Christ. Let us know what we can do for you. Contact us through our website, again, mrm.org. We're here for you.